There are more than 60,000 Florida families who educate their children at home. Over the past few years, an increasing number of Floridians have opted out of public school and into private education or teaching classes in the home. Some parents believe their children will do better in a different environment, and others, like Christina Spell, say they want to educate and raise their children in their own way.
We have a ton of people in our lives. We're not a recluse family that lives in the woods that tries to, you know, teach their children strange things. I don't know.
Spell, who also runs a charity for victims of human trafficking, has spent more than 15 years homeschooling her children. The eldest is almost 21 and hasn't been out of public school since she was in the fifth grade. Spell says her daughter is employed, a fact she says should count in favor of homeschooling. But almost 2.5 years ago, Christina and her husband, Stephen, were arrested, accused of not following Florida's home education rules. Since then, the case against the Spells has slogged through the courts. Attorneys on both sides have come and gone. There was an agreement for something called deferred prosecution, which meant the state was prepared to drop charges if the family agreed to have their children tested and start a monitored homeschooling plan. The Spells agreed, but that agreement was withdrawn last April, and Assistant State Attorney Brian Miller says he can't give too many details of why.
We did have certain terms in there that were agreeable to both parties and that they simply were not met as agreed upon, so we had to violate the DPA.
Christina says she attended the first couple of meetings the agreement mandated, but the schedule and the relationship with state officials eventually fractured.
And we didn't do summer school because summer school wasn't in the DPA and wasn't required, so we weren't going to add summer school to it, our thing. And I called to ask her when would be the best meeting and if that would be the best meeting, and she told me that she wasn't allowed to talk to us anymore.
And Spell's attorney, Robert Harper, says he feels his clients were the victim of a bait and switch by the state.
When we provided evidence of what the Spells were doing, they decided that they were going to critique everything and dissect every single thing, and which would have been fine had they given the Spells an opportunity to correct whatever deficiencies they saw or have some sort of cooperative effort so that we could figure this all out. But really, it was a one-way street.
Both Christina Spell and Assistant Attorney Brian Miller say the case was initiated through a complaint from a family member. Christina Spell says it's because her husband's family has long been upset about their decision to homeschool and their marriage. Miller says a family member did raise the alarm after noticing one of the older children was unable to read a restaurant menu. Part of the failed deferred prosecution agreement was to have the children tested, which both sides agreed to. But then the results came in.
And it was found that a couple of children could not read. And I'm not saying they couldn't read well. I mean, they could not read. And so that's when we had an issue with this now failing to comply with the remedial requirements. Now we're back here again looking at a trial because they didn't want to simply educate their children.
Christina Spell says she registered as a homeschool with Leon County after she and her husband were arrested. But the county says only some of the children were listed and records were incomplete. Christina maintains the charges against she and her husband are bogus, as is the case against them.
What has started as a compulsory attendance issue under a private school law, which is the actual fluke in the case, has turned into whether my kids can do a core curriculum that is put into play by the state.
If she and her husband are convicted of the charges, they face a maximum penalty of 60 days in jail per charge. But Miller says he and Tallahassee State Attorney Willie Meggs just want to see the kids learn.
That's never been really a consideration for us. The incarceration of the parents isn't the concern here. It's simply to get the children educated. Putting the parents in jail isn't really going to get that done. So that's why our main focus has always been from the first day that Mr. Meggs got a phone call is to see what we could do to get these kids just the basic education.
The state's case against the Spells has caught the attention of homeschool supporters across the state. And attorney T.J. Schmidt with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association says that's because it's out of the ordinary.
I would definitely say that this is unusual. I have assisted families homeschooling their children for over 11 years now at the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And having a parent arrested for using a Florida cover school, as they're called, is pretty rare. In fact, I can't necessarily recall the situation in that time frame where we had someone who was arrested.
The Spells say they used an umbrella or cover school as their home education system. That's when a private school keeps the records, but the parent is the teacher. Schmidt says there is a fear the case could lead to parents losing that option. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.